It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast. Tom and Loggy. Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
I feel like this story is loosely based around you and previous experiences, and here's why. Okay. There's a chick from the Sunny Coast up in Queensland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Some great stuff coming out of the Sunny Coast, by the way.
Oh, indeed it is.
Just very, very good.
Yeah, and her name is Brittany. Now, Brittany's gone to TikTok because she got herself a brand new tattoo, okay?
Yeah.
And she discovered, though, that people were kind of like, hey, do you know what that tattoo means? And that's not something you want to hear.
No.
Right? When you've done your research.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as I'm aware, she didn't just, you know how the tattoo's like, hey, choose a tattoo out of the, you know.
The book.
The book or the pinball machine or whatever. Wall. You can like, you know, here's a random tattoo. I think she knew what she was going with this. It was a pineapple, right?
Oh, yeah.
So pineapple in a triangle because she's from the Sunny Coast. It makes sense.
Sure.
She's got a sunny disposition.
Yeah.
But because of where it is on her wrist and where she got it, depending on how she's holding her arm, sometimes it looks like it's upside down.
Upside down pineapple.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Do you know what that means?
Oh, no. No, I don't, but I'm pretending like I do. Oh, no. The old upside down pineapple.
The old upside down pineapple apparently means I'm a swinger.
Ah!
And I'm into swinging.
It's the flamingos in the front yard
right?
All over again.
And did this not happen to you? When we first met, the first story you ever told me was something about you had a flamingo in the yard.
We
or
had
something.
Swingers land on our doorstep, a couple that looked like they were made of leather, this older couple. They looked like they'd rolled in on some sort of Harley. Looked like Dog the Bounty Hunter and his... His miso lobbed on our doorstep because we had all these plastic flamingos from our wedding and we had kept some of them afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
And dotted them around the backyard. And Carly was like, I'll chuck a couple in the front yard. And I said, babe, they're going to get stolen straight away because they're quite cool. They didn't get stolen, but apparently that's a signal.
So that swingers came knocking on your door.
They came knocking on our door.
And what did you say?
Driven past a few times and seen the flamingos out
the
front.
Oh, I feel sorry for them.
Wonder when the next party is.
Oh, my God. And what did you say?
Well, Saturday night, obviously.
BYOK.
Pop around around 7.
Yeah. Well, apparently this is the thing, right? Upside down pineapples means, hey, I'm open to things and this is a safe space.
Okay.
Also, apparently,
so random.
I know, putting pineapples on your doorstep is known as a symbol in swinger circles to let neighbours know that you're into the lifestyle,
which is
what happened to you.
Here's what I'm picking up.
Yeah.
Anything in your front yard is a signal to swingers. So don't have any, like, I feel like swingers are just like,
Is this why you hate wrought iron artwork out the front? You're like,
wrought iron kangaroo, they're swingers.
Speaking of wrought iron.
Yeah.
Gross.
Check out this. Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955. Ling, you'll join us in about 10 minutes' time. I should order the coffees.
You do that. I love animals. Always have. Always will. Do you know what I mean? And magpies are one of the animals that I absolutely love. I think they're magnificent animals. They are so smart. They are beautiful. They are very... What's the word? Misunderstood.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
That's a good way to put it, mate. And you can talk to them. You're like...
Do you know what?
Doctor Doolittle. Doctor Do very little.
So when I was with our mutual friend the other day, we were staying with her in-laws, right?
Yeah, and you were up at 5 a.m. taking care of her kids.
Yeah.
But never help us with our kids.
And there were magpies there. And she yelled out, do your magpie thing. And I'm like, no. And this is in front of her in-laws. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And so I did it for the baby.
Yeah.
And then her like mother-in-law goes, oh, that's quite good. And I thought, you're just being nice, but I'll take it.
She was absolutely just being nice.
Anyway, so
you get an almond flat white.
Oh, my God. You're so annoying. Okay. This is amazing, right?
Yes.
So magpies are being studied in this Australian study. It's a pilot study. And what they did is that they put these little backpack trackers on them. Now, these backpack trackers are the first of these kind because normally...
Track a backpack.
Yeah. Normally, you can only get one use out of them. The battery life doesn't last long. But with these ones in particular, they found a way that they could get the magpies back to a location and wirelessly charge the battery packs.
Oh, my God.
And they could take it off the magpies with a magnet. If they put the magnet next to some food, magpie would come over, have a little nibble. Magnet would take the tracker backer off and then whoop, magpie would go about its life again.
Yeah, okay.
But a problem happened. The magpies outsmarted the scientists.
They revolted.
They have begun showing evidence of what they call rescue behaviour. Now, this has never been seen.
Yeah.
Well, it's very rarely seen in birds. It was only seen once before. Okay. It's an entirely new social behaviour.
Right.
Okay. And this is what happened. So with the magpies that they put these tracker backpacks on, they discovered that there's now think about it. Normally, animals only do something if they gain something back, right?
Yeah.
So, for example, dogs sit, here is a treat. Magpies were helping each other get out of these backpacks for no reward.
Just like me mate's got this thing on his back.
I'm going to help him out.
Do you want a hand?
Yeah.
Pop over here, Gary. I'll get me beak in there.
Pop over here, get the beak in, track a backer off.
Far out.
It's amazing. Yeah. Apparently... the scientists aren't, I mean, stoked about it because it means that they lost a whole bunch of devices and very expensive devices. But what they found out was this amazing thing that magpies are so much smarter and socially aware than what they thought. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, even more amazing is the fact that they've taken those backpacks that are now missing and they're at Magpie HQ being weaponized. And they're actually going to be able to shoot poisonous darts.
Yeah.
So the magpies are not only revolting against the scientists, but they're coming for us as well.
Hide your eyes!
Can we get a little magpie out, thanks?
It's quite good.
It's a turkey. It's absolutely a turkey. It's not.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy. On K-Rock.
G'day, Lingy.
Hey, Tommy. Yay. Hey, Loggy. How are you both?
Great, thanks. Thanks for grabbing those coffees.
You're
no worries at all. No.
Tom ordered them as I was telling him an amazing story about magpies.
And I, as the consummate professional, was hilarious, listened and ordered coffees. And I think, did everybody get the right coffee?
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, we'll find out.
See, multitasking, well played.
Can you do a magpie call, like a magpie warble?
They're like the...
And there's why I do mine.
There's the grab.
Because...
that's the grab. Isolate that audio.
That's terrible and nowhere near as good as mine.
Well,
you should have done yours and not told him what it's supposed to be and get him to guess what bird it was.
Okay, guess what this is, Lingy. It's not bad.
Oh, it's not
better
great.
Than wobble, wobble, wobble.
It's your daily on-demand fix of K-Rock's Tom and Loggy. Tom and
Logge. Huitus, teenage dirtbag.
How do you say Huitus?
Huitus.
Yeah, no. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting...
Huitus.
No, doesn't sound right.
Tom and Logge. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955. Now, grab your popcorn, kids. It's Tom, Lingy and Luggies. I feel seen on K-Rock and action.
And action.
So the way it works is that Luggy and I are going to act out a scene from a movie. You've got to guess.
Yeah, sure. What movie it is. The last one I had to guess was Dumb and Dumber, and I was pretty happy about that because I love that movie. So.
Yeah.
Good. All right, we ready, Log?
Yeah, totally. Right. Okay, I'm going to start it off
with
a bit of a... Okay, here we go.
Who is it?
It's Little Nero, sir. I have your pizza.
Leave it on the doorstep and get the hell out of here.
Okay, but what about the money?
What money?
Well, you'll have to pay for your pizza, sir.
Is that a fact? How much do I owe you?
That'll be $11.80, sir.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Cheapskate.
Hey, I'm going to give you to the count of 10 to get your ugly, yellow, no good keister off my property before I pump your guts full of lead. 1, 2, 10. We wanted machine gun sound effects.
Hang on. Yeah, hang on. Do you laugh? Don't worry.
That's supposed to be a machine gun.
I know what it is. I was waiting for it and it's...
Do the laugh. A lovely cheese pizza just for me.
Well, you've got to
start with the name of the movie and then critique us.
And scene.
Okay, well, it was Home Alone.
Yes.
Great scene. I realised once the pizza had to be left on the doorstep, I was like, oh, I know where this is going. Yeah. And then I was very excited to hear the machine gun. And then the machine gun came and it sounded like it had a tongue hanging out the end of the barrel. Like,
he's like, we need a machine gun sound effect. I'm like, I'll take care of it.
He's like, I've got this. Oh. I'm thinking.
Okay, how would you do a machine gun sound effect? Go on. Yeah, I thought so. Top. We're being attacked by sheep here, people. Sheep. Do you want to hear the grab from the movie?
Oh, well.
Well, you don't have to. Nah, we know what it
yeah,
is.
Well, no, we, yeah, well, no. Nah, well, let's.
Were you happy with our acting, first of all?
Got no feedback.
Yeah, it was really good. Really good acting. I mean, I knew what the movie was, so that's a good thing, isn't it?
It's always a good thing.
All right, you want to hear this is the scene. For people who aren't familiar with it, hang on, where are we?
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Cheapskate.
Hey, I'm going to give you to the count of 10 to get your ugly, yellow, no good keister off my property before I pump your guts full of lead. 1, 2, 10.
There's a machine gun sound effect.
Iconic scene. Well done, guys.
Thanks.
Well, we've given each other ratings. We've not done that before. I wouldn't feel comfortable giving you a rating.
Bit of a peer assessment. If we go back to my footy club days where you just really let me have it, Tommy.
How about this? Everyone can have the winner sound effect.
Yay!
Because I guessed correctly. You guys acted well enough for me to guess correctly.
Sorry about the machine gun. Oh, Dom and Long. K-Rock.